asked this question all day long, but I always get completely different answers, and yet all the answers will be correct. What is the question? That is our brain buster for today. So if you know the answer, do come through on 0955-997-997 or 0979-192-485 or 0961-690-487. If you do know the answer, do text us, or do keep those texts coming through as we get to dive into the news update to keep you abreast informed with the current affairs this morning.
We are Power FM. Feel the energy, live the vibe. Power FM. The Queen of Breakfast, 6 to 10 a.m.
One of my Adi, aka Hidden Flair, Nefiasala. You're listening to Power FM.
A Zambian natural. That just means Z and Afro.
He's all dead. Power FM 91.3 K Stacy.
Hey, what's up? It's neighborhood J Mola.
I see an aquama office. Bali to be name any care.
You're listening to Power 91.3 FM.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Zambia to export beef worth $1 billion to the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Minister Mulambo Haimbe urges African countries to use diplomacy in driving economic growth.
Elite Madagascar military unit says it has seized power in international news.
In sports news, Cape Verde makes history qualifying for the first ever FIFA World Cup.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. I am Grace Wanji.
And I'm Shekinah Sakala.
President Hakainde Hichilema has announced an ambitious plan for Zambia to tap into the regional beef export market, with the country targeting to export beef worth $1 billion to the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC. Officiating at the Southern Province Investment and Trade Exposition in Livingstone, Southern Province, President Hichilema said the move is part of his government's broader strategy to diversify the economy and boost the livestock sector. The head of state added that the first consignment of beef exports to the DRC is expected to be shipped soon, marking a major milestone in Zambia's agricultural growth agenda. The president revealed that the initiative aims to grow the national cattle population from the current level to over 7 million, with long-term potential to reach over 15 million head of cattle. He noted that for this to be achieved, government would support hard-working farmers and ranchers with financial incentives so they can invest more in livestock production. He emphasized that government is determined to ensure that farmers benefit fairly from their hard work and that traders along with the value chain do not exploit them.
$1 billion of beef exports is in sight. The first shipment, as Dr. Mulumba said, will be landing in the hands of the customer in Lubumbashi. First in this structured way, not haphazard. I know what Dr. Mulumba said, worked out the numbers. This president insisted that if we want to grow the cattle numbers to 7 million plus 10 million, 12, 15 million, which is all possible, 20 million, we need to reward the hard-working farmers, the ranchers, the cattlemen. We need to give the money to them so they can invest in the sector, because only they know how to do it, and make sure that the traders along the way in the value chain are not the ones that are making more money. For years, that's what was happening in this country. We did the same with maize. We decided to give the maize farmers a better price and see the response.
Within a separate development this morning, African countries have been urged to use diplomacy as a tool for driving economic growth and job creation. Speaking during the launch of the League of African Ambassadors in Lusaka, Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Mulambo Haimbe said the continent must move beyond traditional diplomacy and focus on achieving tangible development outcomes for its people. Mr. Haimbe said Zambia remains committed to promoting regional stability and development through bodies such as the Southern African Development Community, SADC, emphasizing that Africa's diplomatic efforts must focus on both economic and social progress. The newly launched league brings together current and former African ambassadors and diplomats to share experience, mentor upcoming diplomats, and champion Africa's interests globally. Among its main objectives are promoting African unity, fostering trade and investment, encouraging mentorship, and enhancing Africa's global representation.
In this league, we see the potential for a dynamic think tank, a reservoir of institutional memory whose insights may well serve to inform and enrich policymaking across Africa. As we navigate an increasingly complex international order, there is immense value in fostering structured spaces for reflection, collaboration, and strategic foresight. This is the unique promise that the League offers. Zambia's presence here today, through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, representing His Excellency the President of the Republic of Zambia, Mr. Hayainde Hichilema, is a gesture of goodwill and support. It reflects our enduring belief in the power of ideas, in the value of convening thoughtful minds, and in our historical role as a host and supporter of Pan-African initiatives.
More stakeholders have expressed different feelings over the national voter registration. A Kawe-based civil society organization, Awake Youth Disabilities, has called on the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, to ensure that the ongoing voter registration exercise is disability inclusive. Organization chairperson Grant Makawa underscored the urgent need to improve accessibility at registration centers, stating that many facilities remain unfriendly to persons with disabilities. He added that participation of persons with disabilities in the electoral process is vital, as it allows them to be part of decision making and hold leaders accountable. Mr. Makawa expressed concern over the low number of registration voters with disabilities, noting that only 114 certified voters with disabilities were captured in the latest ECZ certified register of voters for the period February 2024 to February 2025.
We urge the Electoral Commission of Zambia to register more persons with disabilities as opposed to the way it has been in these other areas. What we also want is that assurance, but the notable challenge that is currently there is that of physical barriers. The environment where they are doing these registrations from. Accessibility is one. These registrations have been done in schools. Up to now, they haven't renovated these infrastructures for us to access them very well, especially those who are on wheelchairs or those that may be using crutches.
Meanwhile, Opposition Leadership Movement Dr. Richard Silombe has emphasized the need for Zambians to register as voters because the exercise provides an opportunity for them to correct the direction of the country.
Well, I'm telling the Zambian people, especially a young voter, a Zambian voter, to say this is an opportunity you have to end your poverty. You know that this government that we voted into power in 2021 has brought nothing but poverty, misery, and massive suffering to the Zambian people. Therefore, as you register to vote, know that in that vote there is a power to change your government and to make your life better. So voter registration is a very important exercise that should be taken serious, and all young people and all walks of life, Zambians must take it serious. Let us register to vote and ensure that we put in power a government that puts Zambia first and not foreigners first, Zambians second. We are currently having a problem where we have a government that is a puppet that puts foreigners first, and we Zambians are suffering. It's now time for the Zambian people to rectify the wrongs that they made in 2021.
Economist Noah Kabwita has disclosed that the controversial Mulungushi Textiles in Kabwe Central Province needs an available market before reopening its operation, emphasizing that doing so will ensue stability in production. He told Parafim News that lack of available market for the products would negatively affect its revenue generation capacity. Mr. Kabwita therefore proposed that some products, such as uniforms for civil servants and other protective clothing, could be bought from Mulungushi.